we're getting ready for a big event Saturday morning in downtown Fremont and Main Street Fremont. Executive Director Melissa Powell with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Let's talk about things going on downtown.
Yes, lots going on downtown this Saturday. Between 8 and 3, we're actually having our crazy days. So all sorts of sidewalk sales downtown, great for some back-to-school shopping. I know we don't want to be thinking about that just yet, but it's the time. If you haven't been downtown in a while, we've got some great new restaurants downtown. Lots of things going on down there. And we're also having, from 8 to 3, our sand sculptures on Main, which will be in the parking lot on the corner of Park and 6th. And they're going to be... They'll be working for a couple days on making their sand sculptures, and then we'll be voting. It's going to be a public vote on Saturday, so please come and vote for that.
Okay.
We've got, this year we did it a little bit different. We've got some great sponsors. Krasny's, Dodge County Realty Group, First National Bank, Fremont and Dodge County CVB, Great Plains Communication, BID, Sid Dillon, and Aloe. And they are actually sponsoring some high school groups that then can then win... money to go back to whatever it is they need.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so they're going to be sponsoring, and the high schoolers are going to be out there, and college, Midland is one of them as well, that are going to be building some really cool sand sculptures out there to see.
So is there a theme, or can they just make whatever they want?
They can make whatever they want.
Oh,
so, yes.
Okay.
I mean, within reason, of course, but yes. And then while you're down there checking it out, we're also going to have an area where with some extra sand and buckets where kids can play and have fun, and going to have some food trucks and different options down there for that as well.
Good yes. Deal. And that'll be over kind of on West 6th, right?
Right.
Just west of Don Peterson's office.
Correct.
There?
Yep. 6th and Park there in that parking lot. And there'll be a big tent, so you'll be able to see it there.
Should be a fun, it's been a little while since we've had anything downtown now,
yes.
So this will be a fun time for
yes.
everybody. Despite the weather, who cares?
Yes.
You'll find
It'll
some
right.
shade.
Yeah. We'll find. We've got some. I know we've got like an ice cream truck that's going to be down there, and our snow cone truck will be down there. So there'll be plenty of options to keep you cool too. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
So you have to give a report today. You know,
okay.
you have your meeting. And don't you have a
yes.
meeting today?
Yes, we have our BID meeting today.
Can you give us a little preview of what you're going to...
Talking about a lot of things. We've been doing some great things with BID. They started a new thing this year where they're sponsoring events going on downtown that are bringing people into downtown. So they have sponsored quite a few things already. Like they helped to sponsor John C. Fremont Days.
Okay.
They helped to sponsor the Spring Market at Milady. They have... help us with some of our Main Street events, and they are open. We have, if it's something that you're interested in, if you're having an event downtown and you're interested in getting a sponsorship from the BID, please let me know. You can stop into the Main Street office or give me a call at 721-2264. I can get you an application for that. So,
yeah, you know, another program, Greater Fremont Development Council has the Marv Wellstead Fund. And it'll help people with frontage, or as far as putting some sort of a sign, or
yeah.
maybe a what do you call a shade area over
right.
your building,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
something on the front, or
yes.
working on the outside of your building.
Yes, yes. There's lots of options that to reach out and for different grants and opportunities through BID and Main Street. So
one of those things, and hopefully it'll be up and running this weekend. We're working on it, but
yes.
the speaker system.
Yes.
Through down. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Oh, we are so excited about the speaker system. It's been a long time coming. They have been working on that for a long time. There's been so many people who had their hands in that, and it's really been a great collective. Of course, the BID, Fremont Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, the City of Fremont and Main Street, and some private donors have all put in together to have this. And not only does it just elevate the downtown experience with the music, but it's great for events because we're going to have a handheld speaker system so you can be announcing things from anywhere and you can be able to hear it through downtown, which is great. And if you have an event downtown, that's something you can check out from me at Main Street to use.
Yeah, I can definitely attest to when we would do crazy days.
Yeah.
And when we would show up early in the morning, we'd start playing music, and people are kind of like, hey,
yeah.
it gives it a different vibe, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It just adds a little something to being down there and makes it a little more fun. So
yeah, adds to the whole atmosphere.
Sure
a
does.
Lot going on in downtown Fremont. There have been some new businesses that have opened, some new restaurants, new drinking establishments.
Yes.
You've got from all the way from First Street all the way down now, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. It's great. We are, you know, it. When people used to think of Main Street, for a while they only thought of a couple blocks of it, and now we are Military to First and have so many great things going on throughout the whole, and lots of new things coming in. I think there's some space opening that some new businesses are going to be coming into, which is really fun and exciting.
Oh, yeah. The 505 building is getting closer and closer to being done, and that'll really make things happen, too, in downtown Fremont. Maybe just talk a little bit about, I lost my train of thought here. I was just thinking about more. I know, talk with Crazy Days, it is kind of the back to school kind of a deal, isn't
it? Yeah, we don't want to think about that quite yet.
I know.
It is a back to school time. And we've got, you know, there's, of course, we've got Lou's Downtown, which they always put out a ton of things. Krasny's, they put out a lot for, like, if you're shopping back to school for your college kids who need furniture and that kind of thing. I know Wise Old Owl said this was going to be their biggest sale that they were going to have, so I'm excited to see that. And we've got Smitten and Fia and Belle and Nancy's. For those who don't know, Nancy's is going out of business, so she's going to be having a great sale. We're sad to see her go, but everybody deserves to retire at some point. So
you know, one of the places I stopped into the other day was Artisan Bread right down.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's really good food.
It is.
Some good breads and rolls and desserts, all kinds of good things in there.
Yes, there is so many. And again, that's further down on First Street as well. So
yeah.
That's one of those. We have the new Crush Pizza, which is great down there. Los Mezcal, if you haven't been in front, they had a very great artist do some like wings on their window so you can stand in front of it.
Okay.
It's a really cool picture opportunity.
Uh-huh.
There's so many. Renita's has, if you've never tried her homemade, like she has this pineapple water that she makes. It's amazing. My kids beg for it. They're like, let us know when she's having that. So so many great things going on.
Yeah, come on down. That'll be Saturday and you can come early and check things out. It'll be going on from 8 until what, about 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything else, Melissa?
I think that's it for now. We're just going to rear up for a really fun weekend. So.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
All right.
Well, thank you. And again, we'll be there. We'll be there from what time am I going to be there? I forgot.
I think 11.
Is it 11 to 1?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes.
So we'll be down there with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You bet. 8:38 here at Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll get Tim McGraw going and we're going to talk to the folks at the Old Poor Farm. Lots more to come right here at Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning.